Oh, that's you. Okay.
How do I mute it?
I don't think you
What's
can.
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I've been waiting on you, bitch.
It's really hot in this room. I'm just going to tell you, either that or I'm going through some sort of hormonal change.
No, it's fucking hot in there. And it only takes like 10 minutes and you fucking start sweating.
Okay, well then nobody come over here because I'm going to be butt-ass naked in this room.
Please, no.
Yes.
No, thank you. I don't like girl parts. We already had this discussion.
I don't either. We did have that discussion. We did. Vaginas are indeed very ugly.
Yeah. I don't want to see it.
Well, there's not anything you haven't seen before.
But it's different when it's on somebody else.
That's true. It's still ugly. Which reminds me, I need to make an appointment. Thank you.
So what's up? Shit, man. I've been cruising this week, unlike yourself.
I really have been running like a crazy person around everywhere, but that's just life.
This is true. So we had a successful Saturday, right? Like you and the kids were happy. Everybody had a good time. And I'm like the cool friend.
Yes. And I ate cheese and paid for it later, but that's okay. It was worth it.
I think that's a little bit of a personal problem. And you can't take my words. Like, you tried to use my poo reference in your text messaging. That's my shit.
No pun intended is your shit.
That's mine. I've been saying it for years. You cannot say a hot poo. You can't.
Hey, the only reason I brought it up was because I think that is the best explanation for it. And you just hit the nail on the head. And now I like saying it.
Yeah, because it makes perfect sense. That's why.
Okay. So,
yep. But you gotta find your own. You gotta find your own. But okay.
No, it's hot poo.
Oh, I guess I'll let go. That means I'm cool. That's what it means. All right. So what's the question?
I don't know. What? I forgot now. See, you don't interrupt.
See, I cannot stand that about you. I think that might be a pet peeve of your personality.
I really think I don't think it's so much my personality. I think it's just I don't have enough brain cells anymore.
Well, let me ask you this, just real quick, just as like a recap. So yes. After we had our discussion on Saturday about the whole phone situation, does it help? Do you feel better or no? Or are you still questioning things?
No, I feel better about it. At that point, I mean, I really didn't care anymore. It was more of I wanted to see what your take was on it. Just because it always intrigues me what other people might do in that situation. But now I remembered my question since you brought that up. Because
okay.
I wanted to touch more on the subject of insecurity.
Oof.
And the reason I want to do that is because I can't decide if it's truly the person who's insecure's fault or all the people that came before the insecurity really hit hard.
That's a little heavy to me, but I think the core is the insecurity. I think that's the seed in all the situations.
Yeah, but I think the thing that I'm questioning is it the person's fault that is choosing to be insecure, and is it really a choice? I don't think it is.
I think that's some shit you need to ask a fucking licensed therapist. Because
that's
I don't never thought about that. I don't think about things like that. But I've asked myself that, like, you know, dealing with my guy who struggles with it. Like, I don't think it's a choice because you don't like it. Because when you recognize it, you see how it affects you, and it's not really in a positive way. So I don't think it's a choice. I don't think you're choosing for your mind to like work against you. I don't think so. But I do think. It's created from something deeper, like in the beginning, like whether it's from your childhood or previous experience. I think that is a seed, and then it just grows. The negativity grows around it. So it's like growing in you. You know what I mean? Like so that negative seed just evolves in other negative ways in your mind, in your life. I guess is how I kind of look at it.
So does that make a person unattractive?
I know for some men it does. Like, men don't want to do it. I know from guys that that's their thing. But this is my first time encountering it in a male. And, you know, so I'm learning. So am I less attracted to him? No. But does it take actual effort, and does it actually take work, you know, when you are with somebody like that? Yes.
It does take work. And so that's my thing, is that, I mean, that's nice that doesn't make anyone less attractive. And I agree with you. I don't think that a person should be less attractive for that, but it does get tiring. Just cause you feel like you always have to lift that person up, I guess, but.
Well, it just gets, it gets, I'm not going to say tiring, because I'm going on.
It's talking, challenging.
That's what I was going to say. I'm saying that I think it's challenging just because the insecurity always manifests in all these little different ways. And all these little different behaviors and reactions and stuff. Degree? Say that again?
Don't you think everyone's insecure to a degree, to an extent, about something? Or do you think a person could be totally secure in themselves? And does that make them full of it?
No, see, I've had this conversation with him. Like, I'm not insecure about anything. I just fully accept myself, but I accept the flaws too. Like, things that I see or that I think are like flaws, I just accept it. And then it's almost like always a conscious understanding of wanting to evolve and do better in the things that I feel like I'm not so good at. But other than that, I don't think I'm full of it. I don't think I'm a narcissist. I'm just comfortable. I just have a non-wavering sense of self, and I'm okay with it. But I'm not like, you know, I'm not like arrogant and disrespectful and stuff like that. I just don't have an internal struggle like some other people do. And I can be literally rationalize everything. I might not always agree with it, but I can literally rationalize any situation or other opinions or things that's happened to me. I can rationalize it and take something from it, whether the situation was negative or positive. And I feel like when people who are, I'm not going to say just insecure, I'm going to say people who kind of struggle with like that mental balance, I feel like it's not that crystal clear for them. Cause yourself is always going against you. Like to me, it boggles my mind that like, I feel like my man is attractive and he's successful and all this stuff, but his mind tells him that you ain't shit, or, you know, or that's why you ugly, or that's why, you know, like, cause your mind tells you that. Like, it's crazy to me, because I feel like you're supposed to be on the same team, like you're supposed to work together. So he's the first person I've encountered where his shit works completely opposite, and it's almost like he battles himself. It's crazy. And I'm like the referee. Like, when he's battling himself, I have come in and referee it. Like, no, you're looking at it this way, but this is what it really is, or this is what was really meant from that scenario, or whatever.
And he's really lucky to have you do that for him. And I will tell you, as a person that has off and on struggled in life with, you know, with insecurities, it's, you do have to kind of have someone that reels you back in, and it does take a lot of patience. But it's frustrating for the person that's going through it as well. I will say that.
I agree.
You know, but I also think, you know, I don't know. Like, I kind of get pissed off. I know we all have a tendency to be mean. We can all be a bitch. We can all be an asshole. It's, you know, it's just how it is. But I just can't, for the life of me, can't figure out why people would be so mean to tear somebody down with their words, because it does affect people. Like, I have been with a person who had such a complex about his penis because some bitch told him that he was small. Now, I can be mean if you push me. I can be really mean, but I was never.
You're not vindictive.
To someone, yet. I can't do that. I can't tell, because I know that for a man, that's gonna, whether it's true or not, that's gonna sit with them.
Yeah.
And so it really upset me, because I was like, why? What a bitch to do that, to say that to you.
And what you have to understand is, like, people's insecurities manifest different ways. So whatever the scenario was, or whatever the situation was when she said it, clearly that was her way of getting back, or clearly that was her way of purposely responding negatively to hurt him back. You know what I mean? I feel like I feel like there's an initial issue or within that person, and then when they're triggered, then they go, you know, then they use whatever ammo they, you know, that that's obvious to them.
Well, there's always three sides to a story. There's your side, the other person's side, and the actual truth. So I just know his side, and I know that I don't feel like anything warranted for her to have said that just because she was mad, and then that forever stayed with him. I thought that was really fucked up. I think it's fucked up.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can't be responsible for what other people struggle with. She might have really felt like that, you know, and not saying that she's right or wrong, you know, she might have really felt like that, and then at the time it just came out in a negative way. But at the same time, you can't be, everybody can't be nobody's worried about the next person or considering their feelings and stuff like that. Like, a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people only care about themselves, and they don't think about their actions or their words and how it affects other people. Like, some people just literally don't.
Yeah, no, for sure. I just was thinking back to that, and I thought, what it, I mean, that was just, I don't know, I thought it was a really fucked up thing for her to do, for sure.
Yeah, that's a fucked up thing to say, just because that shit like that that's tricky. That's tricky for men. You know what I mean? So.
And I think it's the same thing for a female, too. I really do. I mean, we don't have, you know, dicks, but I think it's, you can hit a person where they hurt anytime, I guess. But the whole insecurity topic did come up for me after you and I had that conversation on Saturday, because I thought, I don't know, to me, I suddenly became very unattractive to myself. Because yeah. I thought to myself, so I'm actually giving someone that I don't even know the power to cause kind of like a little bit of some murky water here in my relationship. And it's like, I know who I am. And if something is going on, I mean, it just goes back to my previous relationships as well when I was cheated on. Like you said, why am I worried about it? Like, if it's going to be the case, it's going to be the case. But I think for insecure people, or for a person that's dealt with an insecurity or been cheated on, it's easier said than done to just be like, oh, okay, well, whatever. I mean, if something's going on,
yeah, because you don't have to, because I just don't question. I don't question everything. I feel like when certain things happen to you in life, that your shit was already pre-written that way, and you have to accept it. You know what I mean? So yeah. I've been cheated on all my, well, I only had two serious relationships, but I got cheated on in both of them. And it still never made me be like, damn, what's wrong with me? Am I not attractive? Am I not this? Or what am I doing wrong? I never felt like that. Like, the first person, I just felt like he was extremely immature and had no idea of what it meant, what the levels were to have, what it meant for you to have a good woman, or what that means to have a good woman, or some, you know, I just don't think he was there. He could even see shit like that. And then when it happened, you know, in the most previous relationship, like, you know, so there's some things that are precursors to it. So I think there's some men that really are shitty. Like, they're shitty people, they're shitty men, and they just do what they want to do, and they don't care who it affects. I think there's some men out there like that. But I also think there's men where certain things that's happened, or insecurities, or, you know, any type of grudges, you know, things that's happened in the relationship. I feel like some of those are kind of lying dormant in their mind, or, you know, or inside of them. And sometimes it manifests in behavior. And to me, that, you know, cheating is one of them.
Yeah. And see, that's where I mean, I think that's great about you, and I admire that a lot about you. And I think to myself, and you're not the only person that I know like that. I know women and men like that. I just wonder, where in the hell does it stem from then? And like, what do you feel you had in your, was it your bringing up? Was it your, what was it that gave you the ability to deal with a situation like that and not get insecure about it?
I think childhood has a lot to do with it. Because once again, I'm talking about that seed. So insecure people, I feel like at some point get a bad seed, and then shit evolves around like that bad seed, which isn't good. Then there's also like good seeds that are planted when you're, when you're a kid, that also evolves, helps you evolve, you know, in positive ways. So with that being said, when I was younger, my parents and every male member of my family always told me that I was beautiful. They always told me I was beautiful, no matter what. There's like, you're so beautiful. your little chocolate self and blah blah blah, and you got this going for you, and you got this going for you. You better all you need to better always require this or require this from a man because you deserve it, or you require this and because. And then my father kind of explained it to me as that's the first weapon they try to use as far as like little boys and men to get, you know, to get between your legs and stuff like that. So their lesson was kind of like, well, you're not going to be impressed by those words or be impressed by things like that because you already know it because we've instilled it in you since from day one. So you know you're beautiful and you know you're successful and you know you're this and this. Okay, so what else? So what are you bringing to the table? Or what else do you got? You know what I mean? Like that's kind of how they presented it to me.
Yeah, and I can see how that's definitely a good thing. That's definitely, you're building your kids up. And then
exactly.
You, as a parent, I can tell you, though, that I've read articles that have said the opposite. Like, don't do that because then your kids are full of themselves. And it's like, you know, I'm starting to think now that I'm that adult, and not that my parents didn't tell me that I wasn't beautiful or pretty or a good person or anything like that, but could I have heard it more or heard it?
It wouldn't have hurt for you.
I've never heard it too much. Exactly. So now I'm like, fuck this. The person writing it must not be a parent. Because,
right.
You know, to me, I'd rather my children hear it enough than to not have heard it enough.
Exactly. I feel like it's more detrimental to the kid when they haven't heard it, or they haven't been, you haven't been affectionate to them, or you don't say you love them. I feel like that weighs just as deep, if not deeper.
I agree with you. You have that's definitely, you have a good valid point there in that. I think it's definitely something that's important, and you know, in hindsight, there's a lot of things I wish I could have done different and gone back and changed, but you know, the truth of the matter is, I think, like we were having conversation about this briefly yesterday about evolving. I really think it's important to continue to evolve, and you can never be all the way the greatest and the best. I think you're always going to be growing. There's always room for growth. There's always room to be better. And it's good to have people at your side that support that.
I agree. I agree 100%.
Insecurity sucks. I will say that.
Yeah. And I get it. Like now that I'm with somebody, I'm around it and I'm exposed to it. I get, the struggle. You know, especially how he kind of like breaks it down to me. So that's why, like, me being conscious of it and getting two different perspectives, like the insecure from a female and the insecure from a male, you know, it helps me kind of really wrap my head around it. And, you know, I just try to, I don't want to say that I look at it like a disease, but I almost kind of do. You know what I mean? Like something that that wasn't self-causing, you know what I mean? And then you don't really have any control over it, you know? So it's something that you pretty much have to always work on and always kind of like maintenance it a little bit. I don't know if that's the right fucking word to use in that, but that's how I kind of look at it.
I think it is. I see what you're saying. And I do think that that's part of if you don't have someone around you or you're not getting help, I can definitely see why that actually is the root, I think, of a lot of the heavier issues that are, you know, plaguing society at the moment. Is just, I feel people fall really deeply in and they can't get out.
Right, exactly. So yeah, that's why I feel the need to, like, you know, give positive reinforcement. And just because, you know, not even just knowing that the little issues that you have with it, I just do it because I've been around you enough to see when you're frustrated and understand the things you get frustrated about and stuff like that. And it's just it's kind of help reinforce it. Like, if you haven't heard it today, or you haven't heard it recently, or if you haven't heard it much, you're doing a good job. Your kids are turning out to be great people and it's noticed. You know what I mean? So anytime you feel frustrated or whatever, or feel like you're not doing a good enough job and stuff like that, I feel like those are the times where I feel like you need to hear, you need to know, you need to have that in the back of your mind.
Yeah, for sure. And that's definitely something that I feel like people just need to generally, I think, look around and see who they need to do that for in their life. I think everyone and everyone can find at least one person in their life that needs that little pick me up.
Yep. And even if it's nobody who's having that same struggle, it still is a positive. It still has like positive influence on anybody, you know, whether they struggle from it or not. Case in point, the young girl who braided my hair. I told you she was really great and really professional and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I was just really impressed and like how independent she was, and you know, and you know, to see her being, you know, trying to being self-made and doing a really good job at it. And she like reminded me of myself, like being, you know, being independent and stuff like that. And I told her, like, when I was sitting in the chair, I was like, I hope this doesn't sound weird, because we just met and everything. I was like, but you know, you're young and you're doing this and you're doing that. I was like, and that's great and it's very impressive. I was like, and you're on the good and you're on the right path, so keep doing what you're doing. And I was like, so if nobody's told you lately, I'm like, I'm proud of you. And it like made her day. And I feel like that's, I feel like everybody, I think it helps anyone, whether you're struggling from it or not, like always just getting like that positive little pat in the back, like, okay, I am doing this right. Or, you know, somebody does recognize my efforts. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that was really nice of you to do that, for sure. And it just takes people. And I think we just get so busy. We get busy with life and we forget for sure that other people, if somebody's always going through something, you don't know what they're going through behind their smile or they're joking around or anything like that. It doesn't take much to just say, hey, I notice you and I think this is great about you or whatever.
You know, I had somebody do that to me, and that's why I started doing it, because I had an Uber driver do that to me when I got out of the car after having all of our...
You always have the best stories.
It was so random. Like, after us, it was an older lady, you know, probably in her 40s. Her daughter was getting older. I was older than her daughter, but she was, like, you know, just graduated college and stuff like that. So we were just kind of exchanging stories about that. But I think she looked at me like that, like a daughter figure type deal, and I just kind of told her about my life and my journey from, you know, how I ended up here in Dallas and stuff. And she was just, you know, by the time she pulled up and parked, she was just like, well, you know, it's been like so pleasant talking to you, and you know, your personality is refreshing and all this other stuff. So, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm proud of you. Like, you've done great things and you're still doing good things. And, you know, it's nice to come across people like that. And it made me feel good. And it was a random ass person. So I was like, damn, people can really take something from you. You know what I mean? Even when you're just being yourself. So that's why I felt like it touched me like that. So that's why I took it upon myself to do it to others too.
Well, that's so nice.
As you look through your rainbow kaleidoscope, that's what you like to see.
Yes, that gave me such. And speaking of, well, first, that gave me such fuzzies is what I was going to say. I never finished my sentences. So speaking of, you now have caught up and seen that, you know, the little girl that you ruined for me, Ariana, is definitely engaged.
Yeah, it's a big mistake.
I agree with you. She needs people in her life to tell her that.
Yeah, but she makes more money than them, so they're not going to listen. So she's not going to listen.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's dark.
Yeah, she's been, you know, dating this guy for like 2 seconds.
Yep, but I don't care. Make her own. Her own decisions and mistakes, and you know, those people aren't omitted from being able to make bad decisions.
You are correct. You're definitely correct. So when are we gonna go?
No fucking goat yoga. Don't even start.
How do you know what I was gonna say? I wasn't even gonna say goat.
What were you gonna say?
Okay, maybe I was gonna say goat. And alpacas. I'm going to convince you.
I know animals, bro.
I just think you should try it one time.
No. Yeah. I'm not into it. Why won't you accept my formal no?
Your formal no. I need written notice.
Jeez, you're trying to change me. Stop it.
That's true. You are right. I accept you as you are.
Thank you.
Just the way you are.
No, that's unnecessary. You can keep that part.
I really can't. I can't sing right now because I apparently am keeping this smoker voice that I've had for, it's 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, it's been about 2 weeks. But it's getting better. It's getting a lot better. So you're healing.
I don't know. I think maybe I need some sexual healing.
That's always nice.
It is nice.
I penciled some in for later today.
Oh, my God. I still think that's so hilarious.
Yeah, I did. We were in the car this morning, and I was like, so BJ later? He's like, sure.
Oh, my gosh. So that prompts another question. So okay. Have you always always been that way with you guys? Where you've been like, oh, so, you know, sex at 7:30 sound good to you?
Yeah, or I'll say it in like some cute way, like, I want some. He'll be like, well, I have this and this to do. Or he'll be like, it kind of stemmed from him, from his personality, for him being like, oh, I don't know, can I have a rain check? Or I'm kind of tired. Or so, yeah, so it kind of stemmed from that. So it'll be like, I'm in need for some sex. Maybe later today when I get off, I'll be like, sure.
And so then how do you bring it up? Now I'm intrigued. So, okay, you schedule it. It's later.
Right.
So it's, you know, you're going to do it later. So then what do you say? It's, do you have an alarm and an appointment in your phone that says sexy time?
It's not like that. I just, because it's about planting the seed. So it's on his brain at some point today that he's about to get some. You know what I mean? So it's like that. So I just kind of, I don't know. I'm just kind of sporadic about it every time. Like sometimes when I get home, I kind of organize it. So I already map it out in my mind. Like, okay, I'm going to do, I'm going to wait for after dinner, or I'm just going to go home straight home and take a shower first and then get some and then cook dinner. Like I already map it out in my mind. So a lot of the time it's, you know, get home, I'm going to take a shower and I'm just going to come out of the bathroom naked and walk and stand in front of him in the fucking living room, or I'll go and land in bed and be like, I'm ready.
Oh my god,
I do.
That's hilarious to me.
Yeah, we're very open,
but hey, it works for you guys. You're, you know, it's still hot and whatever you guys have going on. That is just so funny to me. I guess it's not any different than anything else we do, like when we have to schedule to go get our teeth cleaned.
Yeah, because I'm not really scheduling. I'm just putting it. I'm just putting
it out into the universe.
Yeah, I'm like planting the seed to him because in his mind he understands that I'm horny, that I want it. What?
I just think that's really, really funny. And I had another question for you, and now I forgot. Oh, my gosh.
Well, real quick. Or I can tell him, like, I know, like, when my libido is going to go up. I know. I told you I have a very regular body. So, like, when it's getting closer, when it's building up, I'm letting him know, like, hey, it's about to get crazy this week. My libido's up. And he's like, oh, yeah? And I'm like, yeah. So, just so you know, it's going to be a lot of it's going to be a little excessive this week.
Oh my gosh. And does he ever say, I need you to slow down?
No. Because it's not like we're having sex three times a day, but we might have sex like over the course of the weekend, we might have sex like five times.
Oh, I just remember my question.
Okay.
What is a healthy amount of having sex? Is there a healthy amount? Does it vary by couple? Does it vary by person? Or is there a general healthy number? Like, you should be having sex three times a week.
I think somewhere medically there's a statistic out there, but I don't know it. But in my opinion, it does depend on the person and the relationship and like the relationship dynamic. So like us, we don't even have to think about it, because when I want some dick, I just say it, or I go ask for it, I'll just go grab it or some shit, and he's vice versa. Like sometimes I'll walk in through the living room, he's like, yo, pull the titties out. Like, you know, we're just like that. But I do think it needs to be often. I feel, and you know, and because I feel like a lot of people, one, I feel like it keeps us close. I feel like sex with your partner, especially if it's monogamous, it keeps reinforcing that connection.
Do you feel there's other ways to connect other than sex, though?
Yeah.
Like we were talking about the cuddle time.
Yeah, there's cuddling, and there's just, like, spending time together and, like, doing activities together. Like, all that builds a connection, but sex is nothing compares to how you come together sexually.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure.
But can you get it other ways? Can you connect in other ways? Yes. But is sex to me like the biggest one of the main, like, biggest ways? Yes.
So do you think you'd be able to handle it if he was a guy that didn't have a really high libido and only wanted to have sex like
once a month? Yes, I already had that. Yeah.
Oh my God, how did you do that?
Because I'm not really overtly sexual, but I'm very accommodating to the man that I'm with. So my sexuality has gone up a little bit because of the man I'm with, you know. But before that, you know, I've had that, like, where we didn't have sex that often. And it was fine, you know. I'm pretty submissive in a relationship. That's why I feel like I'm spoiled, because I feel like when I'm with you, then I'm always gonna, you know, kind of make you a priority or whatever, and I can put myself aside, and I'm okay with putting myself aside, you know. And then it's like, when I want something or I need something, it better not be a problem. Because I'm so accommodating, you know what I mean? And understanding and shit like that. So I'm just not into the old, I'm just not into the whole trying to change a man tactics. Like, I'm not into, that's not who I am as a woman. Like, I don't believe in that shit. Like, I feel like if you feel like you need to make changes or tweak them or do this or blah, 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 and it's like, you know, super personality changes, then I feel like you're not supposed to be together. I don't think it's fair when you're not supposed to change each other. You're just supposed to help each other grow.
No, I agree. I agree with you. I think that's definitely a healthier, but I mean, it's not really the standard. Sorry, I'm picking my nose. I feel like I have
something
in it.
Ew, that was gross.
I feel like I have something in it. There's something in there.
Ew, what do I need to know for?
Well, because I feel like my voice changed.
No. Stop it. That was weird.
Well, I felt like my voice changed, and I had to tell you what was going on, but it was really bothering me, almost like a bug flew in there.
Ew,
or something.
Ew, come on. Oh, ugh, that's gross.
It happens. It's life.
Yeah, that's true. But anywho, yeah. So, yeah, that's me. That's just the type of woman I am. I cater to my guy.
Well, that's really interesting. I don't know if it's because I am a really sexual person that I don't know that I could handle somebody that wasn't really sexual.
Yeah, man, because there's so many other things that, like, make me happy that, like, you know, like, sex is on the scale of the 1 to 5 as far as, like, the things that are most important to me in a relationship. Sex is, like, a 2, 2.5.
Well, you know what? I do get where you're coming from too, though, because I will say that I, up until recent years, I really didn't think of anything else as a form of closeness or being intimate or connecting.
Yeah, no.
So now I do understand, but if you had asked me some years ago, I would have been like, fuck that. I mean, I need to have sex once every day or something. But I think that also had to do kind of where I was in my not being in a growth point.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yep, I just never have. I told you my sexual is like a. I always tell him it's like a light switch. Like, I'm not with anybody. I can just turn it off.
That is the craziest thing to me. So crazy.
Yeah, I'm in control. I control it. I'm always in control.
Well, you go, Glenn Coco. You know what I tell you. I don't know about today. I really feel like I need to be under the table and going to sleep.
Here you go. You need to eat better. I keep trying to tell your ass that shit.
I know. You know what I really think? I think I'm lacking some sort of vitamin. Something's going on.
That's possible.
Yeah. Oh, and I've decided that I want to go see a plastic surgeon and get another quote, because I found another plastic surgeon that I might want to go see.
So you're serious about this?
I mean, kind of part of me says yes, but when I watch those, you know, stupid show, not the shows, the little clippets on Instagram video mini show, whatever that thing is called. What is it called? Stories, Insta stories or whatever. There's plastic surgeons that I follow on there, and you see when they do tummy tucks and stuff, it's kind of scary. The boobs, hands down, I could do. But the tummy tuck, I don't know.
Okay, so can I ask a question?
Yeah.
And this isn't to be malicious at all. This is just all how I always viewed it. So is plastic surgery not a slap in God's face?
No.
If it's not a medical emergency, or if you didn't, you know, medical emergencies as in you got into a car accident and you didn't have a seatbelt on and you smashed your face in the windshield and they have to reconstruct your face. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about going to get something done because you don't like how it looks.
I think it's all in the individual person and how they feel about it, and not necessarily something that not being grateful for what you have. So I think in my situation, like for me, because I can only speak for me, it's not about like being vain or anything. I want my boobs back where they were before I had kids and before they were full of milk and, you know, got bigger and now they're smaller again. And on the stomach.
So you can't just chuck that up to, okay, that's just how it goes sometimes. It's that's not good enough for you.
Absolutely, I can. I'm just not comfortable with it. Now, could I live with the boobs? I don't know. I like boobs. That's the one thing I can tell you about a female. I think a vagina is so ugly, but I think boobs are beautiful. And I want my boobs to be up there and be perky. Now, I don't want to be all crazy, you know, porn star, playboy looking. I just want my normal boobs back. And like with anyone that's lost weight or any small person that's had a child, you want your stomach, you don't want for it to look fake. I mean, I don't want a six pack. I didn't have one before, but I also didn't have all this skin on my stomach.
Because yeah, but I feel like, so that exactly, but I feel like nobody's thinking about it when they're taking a jizz bomb and you know you're taking the risk of becoming pregnant and there's all these different things that, you know, that you risk getting pregnant. And I think I feel like your body is the main thing. That's the main thing that's kept it from happening to me, because I'm like, no, I'm putting my body and my life on the line. So I need, you know, I'm only going to do it for one man. I'm only going to do it for one person if I'm going to put my body through all of that.
Yeah, I can see. And that's the one thing I can tell you is I definitely am so grateful for my kids. And I know that these are like, you know, the whole badges of honor thing. This is not because I put myself in an unhealthy position. It was because I had babies, and that's just what my body did.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
So, I mean, just... I've been this way for, you know, 12 years now, but it's just something that I would like to change.
I get it. I mean, I see, I understand what you're saying.
That's what I would like. Now, am I going to do it? I don't know, because it costs a lot of money. And when about that versus, you know, money for college, then, yeah, put things into perspective.
Yeah.
So, yep.
So, if you do go through it, what do people, don't people, like, take out loans or shit or put them on credit cards? Is that what people typically do?
Yes, unless you know, no offense to strippers or people that have good paying jobs or have saved up. But I think that most people do, and then there are people that pay cash, or if they have a sugar daddy, which I need to find one.
No, dude, that's gross.
I'm kidding. I'm not getting a sugar daddy.
That's gross. You don't want no old man ball sack in your face.
Yuck. Well, and that was the thing you and I, you know what, we talked about this last week a little bit. So are there people that just go out with people and don't have to have sex with them? Like they're just their mate when they go to business dinners or travel?
No, I think it's bullshit. I think there's always something.
Really?
I don't know if it's always sex per se. It might be some like weird like little shit that they're into, but I think it's always something sexual involved. Yes.
Ew.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm convinced, and there's nothing on it need.
Well, then I guess I'm not going to
But
believe
anywho, talk
anybody.
about is that now? Is that now? Is that some cases of low self-esteem there?
Or
You know what?
it,
You know what? My,
or
what?
maybe they think they're a gift. I have heard of people that know escorts that think they're doing someone a favor. They don't look at it as about like they're still they're there to be that person's companion, be at that dinner, be at that travel engagement, whatever it is, to be that arm candy. They're doing that person a favor. They look at it as a good thing.
Yeah, but that I think that's how they rationalize it and rationalize it in their brain, but it's really just that's what it's evolved to from you having lack of self-value.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, because I can also see it the other way. Like if they're genuinely liking this person and want to be with them to make them feel better or help them feel better about themselves, I guess. You can't really
Well,
make
then you
somebody.
can't, but then that's not escorting though. Like if we're speaking on that, like escorting, like no, you're exchanging a service for money.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's like any genuineness in there, you know, and the only way it makes it genuine is when there's no money involved. Just like and that just makes me think about like fucking strippers and people who strip now or stripped in the past, they always try to give you this bullshit story, like, you know, I've never felt as beautiful as I did when I was stripping. You know, it's because you didn't love yourself, and the only time you felt any type of, you know, love or affirmation is when you had all practically no clothes on, you know, or butt ass naked, and men are throwing money at you. That's how you got. That's where they pulled their love from, was from that. And to me, that's some dark shit in itself, and they're kind of twisted for thinking that that's what gave them self-esteem.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I seen a girl mention it. I watched some female podcast, and the girl was like, she's supposed to be a rapper now, and she just talked about, well, I danced before in my life, I only did it for a year. I'm like, it doesn't matter, you still either, well, you still were so low to a point where you feel like there's nothing else I can do. There's literally no other thing I can do to go to make money. I have to do this. And I just feel like that's completely false. I feel like it's so wrong, and they none of them will like recognize the flaw in that thinking.
Yeah.
Drives me fucking nuts. And I don't care if you're listening and you're offended. I don't give two shits, because I feel like I've said it a million times that women are fucking superpower. Like being a woman is a superpower. What we have and what we can do and what we bring to the world is a fucking superpower. So when you just like, you know, advertise it for money or market yourself like that for, you know, for money, I feel like you don't understand. You don't understand being a woman, and you don't understand the true influence you could have.
Yeah.
That's just me.
No, you're right. But then, you know, you have the women that are gonna sit there and say something back and be like, listen, I put myself through nursing school or medical school or, you know, attorney or whatever. I mean,
Yeah,
whatever
and
it
you people
was.
always try to use those big ass jobs, and you have yet to have one lawyer or doctor or anything stand up and be like, hey, well, I did it and look at me now. No, I feel like it's bullshit. And I feel like at some point in the early 2000s, when somebody mentioned that they were doing it to put themselves through school, I feel like that's been like the perfect cover up now, like acceptable reason to be doing it. But it's like, no, you don't sell sex, don't sell your body, don't, you know, don't sell sexuality. Like, no, women are intended for so much more than that. You have so much more power than that. And to me, it's kind of weak, and it's kind of, you know, dark.